We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim Menachem Shem Chavyachem Bevinichos Leo. We're in Kalim Perik Des Dain Mishnah Vav. Kasia is a glove, a leather glove. Shel Zorei Granos, the glove of people who are winnowing in the granary. Shel Hochei Drachem, people who are traveling. And Shalose Pisht on the leather glove of those who are working with flax. Says the Mishnah Tameya. This glove is going to be Makabel Tumah. Now, the common denominator here is that all of these people who are winnowing, people who are traveling, you're working with flax, they're all using sticks. And you beat the flax with the stick, you're traveling with traveler has a walking stick, people working with flax also beating the flax with the stick. So the glove that they need, number one, prevents the stick from slipping out of their hand. So you need the glove for that purpose. It also protects their hand if there are any thorns or twigs, whatever it may be. And because even though leather needs to have a base kibble in order to be mekabel tumah, we consider this a base kibble. The base kibble is that the object, the stick that they're holding, is resting in the glove itself. So, and it's being held in place by that. So we view the glove as if it has a base kibble, and therefore these leather gloves are mekabel tumah. As opposed to, the Mishnah continues, aval shel tzaboyim shel napachim tahora, the leather glove of dyers or those who are blacksmiths. So those, that is Torah. That's because people who are dyeing, let's say, wool, people who are blacksmiths, so these are, both of these people are using fire. You have to dye things as you're in boiling, where you have boiling water. People, blacksmiths are working with fire as well. So they have, their glove is like a leather strap that's around their hand. That's just to absorb any of the sweat that they have. So therefore, that serves a very different purpose. This is not, it's not enabling them to do, to use a stick, as we discussed. This is just in order to absorb perspiration. Therefore, there's no base kibble, and therefore this glove is considered tahor. It's not mekabel tumah. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afshal Garosos Kayotzeba, and Rabbi Yossi says that the gloves or these leather straps that people who grind beans, they're similar to the ones of the blacksmiths and the dyers. Why is that so? So though you're not grinding beans by fire, by boiling water, nonetheless, because it's very strenuous, you're going to sweat. And they would have these leather gloves in order to, according to Rabbi Yossi, in order to absorb the perspiration. So therefore, he says that has the same halacha. Those who are grinding beans, those leather gloves have the same halacha as the dyers and the blacksmiths, as opposed to the Tanakama, who did not make that comment about the bean grinders. Apparently, though, they believe that those leather straps or gloves are considered like they have a base kibble because it allows them to grip the mill that they're using. Zeha klal, the Mishnah gives you the general rule. Ha'asui l'kabbalah tameh. If you have a glove and the purpose is to hold something, and we explain what that means, to hold something. It's not really holding something. It means that you're able, it enables the person who's wearing it to hold whatever it may be, the stick, whatever it is, so that it doesn't slip out. So that's asui l'kabbalah, then it's tameh. Mipnei hazeha, but if the purpose is to absorb perspiration, tahor, it is not mekabel tumah. Perek tezayin, Mishnah zayin. Hamalkot shel bakar. So we have many kalim in this Mishnah. We begin with the malkot of bakar. Says bar tenura, or shemisimin ve'enei hapara. This is leather. We continue our discussion of leather that you put on the eyes of the cow. Kadei shetisavev avitidosh. You don't want your cow to be distracted. You want it to thresh properly. So this way, instead of looking one way or the other, he's going to go straight. You put this piece of leather on its eyes, a blindfold, so that as it's threshing, it's not distracted. So that's number one on this list. And we'll see the few first of this list are all kalim that are not mekabel tumah. Vehechasim shelo. That is the muzzle of the para. You put it over the animal's mouth, so obviously it doesn't eat. Also, obviously, we're speaking about a piece of leather in this case. According to one opinion, at least, others claim that it's not necessarily leather. It's something made of ropes that you tie over the animal's mouth. Either way, we'll see that that's not mekabel tumah. Vahamadaf shel devorim, something related to bees. Madaf is from the word we may know, the tidfen ruach. They like to drive something away. So the Bar Tanura tells you, kli shemasimim bo esh v'galalei bakar. It's a vessel upon which you put fire, and galei bakar, which is dung, uma'ashnin ba, and then you have naked smoke, kadesh shiyivruchu hanechilim shel devorim min hakaveres v'yikach advash. The bees are in the way. You don't want to get stung. So you want them to, you want to drive them away, madaf, kololeni duf. You want to drive them away from the kaveres, from the beehives, so you can get the honey. Milashon asher to defend a ruach, pasuk in Tehillim, perek aleph. So such a, that madaf shel devorim, also on this list, is not mekabel tuma. Some claim that's not what this, that's what the Rabbi Tanur explains it. Some say this is a madaf, is actually a platform made out of wood, and that's in front of the beehive, so the bees can rest upon that. They rest on that before they enter the beehive. And finally is a hamanafa. Manafa is, literally is a fan, also made out of leather, and this is what a person would do to wave in front of his face in order to cool himself off. Kalish and menifim, right, from the word to wave, menafa. In the summer months, lahaviha ruach, says the Bar Tanura, this way you have some air. So all of these kelim, says the Mishnah, hare elu tahorin. So whether they're wood or made out of leather doesn't matter. In all of these cases, these are kelim that are flat. There's no base kibble, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma. Then the Mishnah says kisu shel kusuf tamei kisu kamtara tahor. Kuf says literally a box. We're referring to the box of that's used for jewelry. Bar Tanur says kamin argas katan, a small box or chest. Sha'isha no senes batachshi teha v'no senes alof kisus milmala. So you put something on top. This obviously we're speaking about, let's say, a piece of leather that you put on top the cover that's kept on top of the box. So the Mishnah says that's a mekabel tuma. Now, why would that piece of leather, it's flat, be mekabel tuma? So the answer is because the box is mekabel tuma. And this piece of leather was left on the box, not only when the jewelry was there, but even when it was empty. And that's because you didn't want any dust to come inside the box anyway to make anything dirty. So because this kisui is used all the time, whether the box is full or the box is empty, therefore it's considered an accessory to the box, it is secondary to the box, and since the box is mekabel tuma, so too this leather cover is also mekabel tuma, as opposed to the kisui of the kamtara, which is, Bar Tanur says, teva sheshomim bo hamegadim, so this is a leather cover of a box where you put clothing, so then that is tahor. Why is that tahor? So that is we don't consider that secondary to the box itself that holds the clothing. This cover is not used. It came to the cover of the jewelry box. So we said that was mekabel tuma because that was used all the time. But whether it's empty or full doesn't make a difference. But the kisui kamtara is only serving the chest of clothing when there's clothing in there. If it's being used. But if there's no clothing, so then it's not considered part of the box of the chest at all of the clothing. So therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. Obviously, if these were fastened to it, that would be considered attached. But they're not. So that's why the kisui of the kufs of jewelry is tummy, because you use it all the time, whether it's jewelry or not. Kisui kamtara, the cover of the clothing chest, that's not mekabel tuma. Then Mishnah says kisui teva, kisui teni. We'll go through a couple of those. The cover of a teva. It's also a wooden box, a chest in general. So the Mishnah is telling us that this, and that we'll see the end of this list, a long list over here. The Mishnah is going to tell us that this whole list are all not mekabel tuma. We are speaking about, let's say, a piece of leather that is obviously it's flat, and the fact that it's covering the teva or the teni. We mentioned the teni before, a type of basket. Is because, the number one, the cover is not fastened to it, so we can't say that it's part of the kli, it's secondary to the kli, and the kli is mekabel tuma, so the cover is mekabel tuma. It's not so, it's not fastened. And number two, as opposed, once again, the jewelry box, this is not like the jewelry box, because when it comes to the kisui teva or the kisui teni, the cover, this leather cover, is only used when there are things when the chest is full, whatever the contents are there. If the container is empty, you don't use the cover, so therefore, it's not secondary to the kli. This is a press used by a carpenter. What's he doing with that? So the Bar Tanur tells you that the Lefisha Malachto, Yesh lo makom shekovesh va'otzer ha'etz. He has to press the wood shehumu uvas when it's a little bit crooked. Va'akom ad shemesh. You have to extra pieces of wood. You want to straighten it out. You're using this press. So this machbesh of charash. So the Mishnah says it's also not going to be mekabel tuma. The press is flat, it's made of wood, so it's not mekabel tumah. We have to keep in mind that it's not every time, we've mentioned this in the past, not every kli that's flat is made out of wood, let's say it's not mekabel tumah. A table, we've said in the past, if it is mekabel tumah, even though it's flat, because it serves a person, it serves a person's kli. So a person is using the table, he sits at the table, using it for himself, and it serves, he puts a cup on the table, puts a bowl on the table. So a table is mekabel tumah. This press, though, it's not serving the person directly, it's fixing the wood for him. So therefore, that's not going to be mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, what else is not mekabel tumah? V'hakeses shetachas ha-teva. So underneath, you have a chest, a wooden chest, and there's a cushion that's under the wooden chest so that the bottom of the chest doesn't get ruined because the ground is a little bit wet. So this was made of leather. Didn't have any stuffing inside just yet. Also didn't have we spoke about trimming the edges, didn't have that either. So therefore it's not mekabel tumah by itself. And we don't consider it mekabel tumah because of the chest, because it was only used when you use the chest itself. But if not, so then let's say the chest didn't have anything inside, you wouldn't be using the chest as the cushion anyway. The hakimron shelah. This is the kimron. Also not mekabel tumah. This would also serve a large wooden chest, but once again, it would be placed, the cushion was below to protect it from moisture. This was on top. Once again, this was used only when the chest was in use, only when it had a merchandise inside. So therefore, that is not mekabel tumah because it's not used all the time. The angelin shel sefer. Sefer is a scroll that you're using. So this was a leather case where you would put a scroll inside. And so you say, hold on one second, that's has a base kibble, it's used for storage, why is it not mekabel tumah? So the answer is, this is not exactly, it's not mekabel tumah, that doesn't really have a clay kibble rather, doesn't have a receptacle. It was open at both sides. And in fact, the reason you put the scroll inside was to read. This way, the scroll was, you didn't have to touch it with your hands. You put it in this angolin, nartik shel or, says the Bar Tanura. And so this also doesn't have a base kibble. You made sure that it was tight so that the scroll wouldn't fall out. But this is also not mekabel tumah. There is no base kibble. And once again, it only serves the scroll, whatever you're using, when the scroll's in use. Otherwise, you don't store it there necessarily. So that's not mekabel tumah either. Beis haneger, beis hamanol, beis hamezuzah. So here, this is the housing of a neger of a door bolt, or the housing of a lock. A beis hamezuzah that we're comfortable with. Beis hamezuzah, that's the tube, that's the mezuzah cover. That your metal tube that you put on the doorpost, where you put in the mezuzah. These are not, none of these covers. The lock, the beis haneger, beis hamanol, one that houses the door bolt or the lock, or the mezuzah, the namakabel tumah, because they're serving a structure that's attached to the ground. It's serving the house. So we know anything that's mechubel lekarka it has the status of karka, and karka is namakabel tumah. So therefore, these items are namakabel tumah. V'tik nevalim, v'tik kinoros. These are cases to hold a lyre or a harp. These are also not mekabel tumah. This is a little bit more difficult to explain because they actually do have a receptacle. So some explain, well, they're only used when the instruments are inside. You're not using the instruments, this has no other purpose. Okay, that may be one explanation. Others claim that is a different reason. We spoke many times about the fact that a kli has to be comparable to the sack, to the sackcloth, that we speak about that's in the pasuk. So here this is different because generally speaking, these cases for the navel or the kinor, although they have a base kibble, they're not designed to make it easier to carry, but rather to protect, can't think about the guitar case and things like that, makes it easier to carry. That's true, you have a little handle on it, makes it easier. But that's not what these cases were about. Didn't make it any easier to carry. Maybe it's a little more difficult to carry now that it's in this case. But the case was there just for protection, and therefore that has a different status and does not have the status of a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah. V'ha'emum shel godle mitznafos. This is the form of people who make turbans. So this would be like a shetel head, made out of wood. It's a wooden block in the shape of a human head, and the turban makers would make the turbans on that. So this also, since it doesn't have a base kibble, is not mekabel tumah. V'hamarkov shel zamar. Bar Tanur says, so he says, the kemin sushalates is like a horse made out of wood. Shehalet sonim im sachimgo, the clowns, they use this for entertainment. V'istimifarsha, some say it's clay, kli shel eitz eres. It's a vessel made out of cedarwood, ha'asur lezamer, used for some type of musical instrument. Either way, says Mishnah, this doesn't have a base kibble. It's not mekabel tumah. Urevius shel aloyis. We've had aloyis in the past. Elitzion mentioned that before. The mekonenis, the woman who was hired at to wail at a funeral to make everybody sad, make everybody cry. So this was a revius. This was a type of musical instrument. Had sticks, boards made of whatever it is that she would bang them together. Also, not mekabel tumah, doesn't have a base kibble. Uginoginis he'oni. The Genonis says the Bar Tanura, what is this? Genonis of Tarmilo Sheloni. It's, we've mentioned that a tarmel is a pouch, not of a shepherd. That was in the past. This is a poor person. Others claim this is something that's used to protect him from the sun. It's also not mekabel tumah. V'samochos hamita, the supports of a bed. U'tefus shel tefila, this is a form for the tefillin. So in what way? So this is a wooden block that you use to shape the bias of the tefillin. Tefillin made out of leather, but this is made out of wood. So also, not mekabel, doesn't have a real base kibble. V'emum shel osei susos. This is a question, what if you know the word is susos at all? Bar Tanur has the gerst of se'agos. This is a form of people who make garments. So that's one possibility. Other Bar Tanur says defus, maybe it's the defus of form shel osei shal shalos, people who make chains. Either way, this also doesn't have the base kibble. It's not mekabel tumah. This whole list, the Mishnah concludes, Hare Elu Tahorim, they're not mekabel tumah. Zeh HaKlal, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi gives you the general rule. Kol Misham Shei Misham Shav Shel Adam, Bishas Malacha, Vishalo Bishas Malacha Tameh. When we speak about the Kalim, so if you have a Kli that services the Misham Shei Misham Shav, it services that which serves a person, and it does so bishas malacha v'loz shavs malacha, whether it's the time of doing malacha or not, we'll have to explain that, tameh. So what's this general rule? So Bar Tanur explains what this means. So he says, what's mishamshe mishamshe v'lodam, the service that which serves, that something that serves a person? Kigon kisuye kelim anarti kekelim. Take, for example, the covers of a kli. So the kli serves a person. The kisui cover serves the kli. The kli needs the cover. Cover serves the kli. The kli serves the person. So shem nasu l'shameh shakelim hamishamish v'zahodah. So they're doubly removed. They are mishamish the kli, and the kli is a mishamish the person. So when is that cover, that nartik, that receptacle, that casing, let's say, when is that mekabel tumah? So only if it's bishas melacha v'shelo bishas melacha. It explains the Bar Tanura. Bizman shahakisui mishamesh esakli lishmur mashe besocho v'hainu shas melacha didei. So that means that cover is used bishas melacha, meaning when the kli is being used. Take a basket. So the basket has contents inside. And that cover is needed to cover the basket bishas melacha, when the basket is being used. Let's say the basket is not being used. That's what we call shalom b'shas malacha. If the cover is needed then too, it's still needed protection. Let's say you don't want dust to come in or whatever it may be, moisture to come in. If that's the case, it's used b'shas malacha, b'shalom b'shas malacha. Then that mishamesh of a mishamesh of a person, that which is mishamesh l'kli, it's tamen, it's a kabel tumah. V'chol she'eino el b'shas malacha tahor. But if that cover, that casing, whatever it may be, only serves the kli, during melacha when the kli is being used, it has contents inside. But if the kli is not being used or the cover, you don't use it all, the leather cover or whatever it may be, whatever the leather casing it is, then Torah, then that meshamesh on the meshamesh is not mekabel tumah.